It's a great joy to burn a mortgage. The bill is paid in full. The house is now yours. No one else can lay claim to it. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," he was declaring the debt of sin paid in full. These are words not of despair, but of victory. And that victory means eternal life for those who believe and receive him. Please stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer is in a series on Cries from the Cross, a journey into the heart of Jesus. Today we turn to John chapter 19 as we consider the sixth of the seven cries, a cry of victory.
You and I were born with an expiration date. Someday we are going to exit this life, ready or not, here we come. And the question is going to be whether we will have done all that God wanted us to do. I think that many of us will have to say we haven't. We'll die with regret. There are some things that God wanted us to do that we might leave unfinished, and there are some things that we might have finished that really won't last too long. But when Jesus came to die, he could say, "It is finished." He finished everything that God wanted him to do. What a life! What a Savior! In a few moments, we're going to be continuing our exposition, but I need to remind you that we are on cry number six from the cross. And cry number six is, "It is finished." And I hope that as a result of this message, our lives are transformed. If you came here today with a sense of guilt and are seeking forgiveness, this message is for you. If you came with lack of assurance of salvation, you're not sure whether you're going to go to heaven or not, this message is for you. If you came here today thinking that some calamity has overwhelmed you that is too heavy for you to bear, this message also is for you, because our Savior made all things possible for us to believe, all things possible to live through and to fulfill his own will for us. Now let's take our Bibles and turn to the 19th chapter of the Gospel of John. 19th chapter, where we have these words recorded for us. John chapter 19, verse 29. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it up to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. What I'd like to do is to begin by looking at this word in a preliminary way. It is finished, and it is one word in Greek. The word telos means complete. Tetelestai is the perfect tense, which means it is completed, it is finished. What can we say about it? First of all, the verb itself has no subject. We are not told exactly in this expression what was finished. Now, we're going to be filling that out because we have the rest of the New Testament that helps us to understand it. But as a cry, as Jesus is hanging on the cross, he says simply, "It is finished." And we will be supplying the "it." Secondly, I want us to realize that this is the Son reporting back to the Father. After all, the Father had sent him to this earth to do a great and mighty work, and it began at Bethlehem, and now it ends at the cross. And though Jesus still has to die and be buried and raised again, all of that is a foregone conclusion. What he's saying is, "Father, whatever it is that you have given to me, I have finished it." And finally, the Bible says that he cried this with a loud voice. Now, John does not record that. But if you look at Matthew and Mark, you'll notice that the texts in their Gospels say this, that Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and then he said, "Into thy hands I commit my spirit," which is the last word of the cross, which is the one that we will be studying in our message next time. John does not include that last word. That's why you have to take all of the Gospels and put them together to get the coherence. But it only enables us to understand that it was when Jesus was on the cross saying, "It is finished," it is that cry that he made with a loud voice. And I want you to know today, it's a cry that this world has to hear. It's a cry that we want to make with a loud voice. It's a cry that I want to shout to you. It's a cry that I want to shout to those who are listening by cassette tape or radio. We say to you today, these are the words of Jesus from the cross, and this word is, "It is finished." Now, if ever there is proof of the fact that looks can be deceiving, it's right here. Because if you had seen Jesus die on the cross, if you had been there, he really didn't look any different from the thieves that were crucified on either side of him. The Bible says he was crucified in weakness. He was crucified looking as if he was dying in defeat. But I want you to know today that Jesus is reigning from the cross, and this cry, "Tetelestai," is a cry of great and marvelous victory. What a marvelous opportunity that Jesus Christ gives us as we look at this word, "Tetelestai." All right, my friend, let's ask the question now, what was finished? What was finished? Well, first of all, his sufferings were finished. His sufferings. When Jesus came into this world, the Bible says that in the volume of the book you have written, in the volume of the book it becomes very clear as to what I'm to do. And it begins at Bethlehem, being born in a manger. And all throughout his life, Jesus was experiencing poverty and rejection. Now, it's as if the Father had this book and Jesus was living it out in his experience. You remember at the age of 12, he's in Jerusalem and his parents come looking for him. And he says to them, "Did you not know that I should be about my Father's business?" Later on at the wedding in Cana, he says to Mary, his mother, "What have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." Jesus knew that he had a job to do and an hour in which to do it. And so Jesus fulfilled that. Later on it says in Nazareth they tried to push him over the brow of a hill, but they couldn't because his hour was not yet come. But here's my point. I want you to realize today that Jesus Christ, his miracles were not always believed. His teachings were not always obeyed. His claims were not always accepted. He experienced all of this rejection and suffering. And then we come to the cross. And because we've covered this in other messages, we will not go into detail. But there he is carrying his own cross and he stumbles beneath it. There he is being lacerated. There is the crown of thorns. There is the blood. There is the sweat. There is the thirst on the cross. And worse than that, there is the Father who turns aside, and the Father and the Son are no longer in communion as Jesus becomes sin for us. And Jesus is saying, "Father, it is finished. The suffering is over." It's interesting that this word "tetelestai" was sometimes used by servants who were given assignments by their masters. They'd come to the master and the master would say, "I want you to do this, 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 this." The servant would come back a few hours later and say, "Tetelestai, I've done it." Jesus here on the cross is saying, "Father, the cup that you have given me, I have drunk. Tetelestai, it is finished." By the way, there are some of you who are called to suffering. You're going through physical suffering, spiritual suffering, emotional suffering. God bless you. Some of you are going through all three kinds of suffering. And in a sense, you are also reporting to the Father. And someday you'll be taken to heaven. And as you die, you'll be able to say, "Father, it's finished. At last, I leave this life with all of its suffering." And even those of us who haven't suffered much, we still have our suffering in the future. But we too shall follow the path of Jesus and say, "Father, the suffering is over. What else is involved in that little word, it? It is finished. Well, our redemption was finished. You know, in the Old Testament, you find that sacrifices were always brought. You had lambs and you had sheep. Of course, lambs, sheep, goats, birds that were brought. And the priests were there offering these continually, the Bible says. In fact, they were not allowed to sit down, because if they sat down, it gave the impression that their work was never finished. So when they had that 8-hour shift, they stood the whole time. And so constantly you had animals being brought. It was an endless stream, because sin is an endless stream. And everybody knew that an animal can never substitute for a human being. So these sacrifices were actually symbolic. Oh, they cleansed you ceremonially, in the sense that you went through certain rituals that made you clean in a ceremonial sense. But they didn't touch the conscience. They didn't get down deep inside. Now, in Old Testament times, God sometimes did touch the conscience and cleanse people. But you remember, he did it on credit, knowing that Jesus Christ was going to die. But I want you to notice the contrast with Christ. We read in the book of Hebrews, "For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with the blood that is not his own. If Christ did that, then he would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But notice this now, folks. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. It is finished." And that's why the Bible says that when Jesus Christ left this earth, he sat down at the right hand of God the Father. This is Pastor Lutzer. He sat down not because he was tired, but because he was finished. The work was done. I can't tell you the blessing that this particular phrase has been to me throughout the years. It is finished. What an honor it is for us to study the cross and to think of the words that Jesus said when he was hanging there. The words not only give us inspiration, but they give us hope and they give us direction. Today, you perhaps are going through a particular trial, or you have committed a sin that is great and you don't know where to turn. Would you come to Christ? For some of you, it's coming to Christ because you are believers and you are coming to confess your sin and to get back into fellowship with him. But for some of you, you have never really believed in Jesus. You've never taken his finished work and applied it to yourself by saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for finishing this work for me." I think throughout all of eternity, we are going to rejoice in the redemption of Jesus. And I believe that we will have the opportunity of saying to him in sincerity, "Thank you for finishing what your Father gave you to do."
That was Dr. Erwin Lutzer with part one of A Cry of Victory, another in a series on cries from the cross. Monday, more insights on how Jesus, through his sacrifice, settled a great debt forever. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Cries from the Cross is more than a series. It's a challenging book by Dr. Lutzer that we'd like to send as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for Monday's Running to Win.